107.7, and now it's time to talk mental health, brought to you by Masisiwe, a movement for mental health, and SADAG, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, funded through the Foundation of Professional Development. And this week, we're going to talk about substance use and mental health.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Hi, I am Palisa, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
It's my brother. I don't know what to do.
What has been going on with your brother?
Well, he's struggling again with alcohol. He's drinking. I found bottles in his room. Imagine.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sure that must have been incredibly distressing for you. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's been happening?
Well, firstly, he's going through divorce. Secondly, he moved in with me and given me so much stress, right? And the great thing is that he was sober for many years, right? So now he's going out all hours, like it never stops. The ex-wife said he can't see the kids anymore.
Sure.
Well, his brother, he wants nothing to do with him. And they say that, you know, he gave up Mopelong, and I don't know what to do with him. He can do so much more.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sure it's incredibly painful to watch. Was this the first time he has relapsed?
Sorry, ma'am, what do you mean with relapse? What is that?
Well, a relapse is when someone returns to drinking or taking drugs after a period of being sober.
Oh, yes, relapse. Yes, it is that. Yes. I don't understand. He was sober for so many years and I was proud of him. And I thought he was so strong. But now, I don't know.
As a sister and somebody that loves him, it must be so difficult to watch. But a relapse isn't a sign that the person is weak or a failure. While it can be very disappointing and obviously frustrating for you, it's important for you to also know that recovery is a journey and it has its ups and downs. Have you perhaps tried to talk to him about what's been going on?
Well, it turns into huge fights. And it happens when he goes out to that tavern, you know, down the street. And I end up screaming or crying, or I just lock myself in my room. I just don't know what he's going through, or I don't know him anymore. And I don't know if I have it in me to help him anymore. I can't, ma'am.
I'm sure you already know this, but it's incredibly hard to talk to somebody with drug or substance use issues. But it also sounds like trying to speak to him when he's not sober isn't working. Something that you could try is maybe trying to speak to him when he's sober. What do you think about that?
Well, that could work, but I can't promise that I won't shout.
Look, dealing with somebody that has these issues is obviously a lot and brings about a lot of strong emotions for everyone involved in the situation. Maybe another helpful tip is to try speaking to him at a time when you're both calm, and maybe try to approach the situation with some level of understanding and empathy.
What do you mean? How can I not even feel angry? I watched him struggle with this alcohol for many, many years, and it breaks me to see him go through it all over again.
Your feelings are completely understandable and valid. Of course you're angry. Of course you're frustrated, which is okay to feel. It's just not necessarily helpful to probably express yourself in an angry or frustrated way.
Well, I see what you're saying, ma'am.
Look, I want you to understand that the advice that I'm giving you isn't about telling you how you should or shouldn't be feeling, but I want you to understand that maybe how you express those feelings will result in the outcome that you're hoping for. When we express our thoughts when we are angry, we often use strong language, and unfortunately, it's not always going to get the point across the way we want it to. Not to say that your concerns aren't valid, but it just won't land the same way. Perhaps something that you could try is expressing yourself in a more calm manner, maybe using I statements, and you will have a better chance that he will listen and not become as defensive, and he will hear you out.
Well, to be honest, I don't understand. Would you mind giving me some ideas about which I could try?
Sure. Well, for example, instead of screaming and shouting at him, look at what you're doing to me, making me worry because you're drinking again and you need to sort yourself out. Maybe what you could try to do is phrase it in a different manner, like using an I statement. I worry about you that you're drinking again. I can see that you have been going through a difficult time and I feel frustrated because I don't know what to do or how to help you. Can you see that maybe the difference between these two statements will help him better understand the perspective that you're coming from?
Yes, I see that. And you're quite right, because when I'm angry, I go up. You know, I say things that I don't mean. Thank you for that, ma'am.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I'm really glad that I was able to help you. It's important for you to also understand that people who relapse will often fight the support system that they have. It's not that he doesn't love you. He's obviously fighting the addiction that he has. So it isn't always helpful to shout at him and think that he will suddenly seek help just because you're constantly screaming at him. A more effective way is helping him understand how his addiction is affecting the people around him as well, and the effects that it has on his own health. Then maybe also giving him some options like AA meetings or rehabilitation center. Even the government rehabilitation centers are helpful. You can even offer to go with him. What do you think of that?
To be honest, I'm kind of scared. What if he still refuses? What then?
Honestly, as scary as that may be, you can't force somebody to make a change when they are not ready and willing to make the change that they want or that you want for them. It is still very helpful to obviously continue showing him love and support while encouraging him to explore his options when he is ready, not when you want him to be ready.
I could try, but it's not easy when he's behaving so badly. The other thing is that my other brother gets upset because he says that I am too kind.
It is really difficult. Looking after your health and safety matters as well, though. You will need to establish and directly communicate healthy boundaries. Let your brother know what behaviors you will not tolerate and what consequences will be should he disrespect these boundaries. What could be an example of a healthy boundary for you?
Ma'am, I don't understand. What do you mean? What is boundaries?
Well, boundaries are basically safeguards that you instill for yourself. So it could be anything that you feel like, actually, maybe if I stop doing X, Y, or Z, maybe then he will find a way to find the help that he needs because he sees that I'm no longer giving in.
Well, I think a boundary I could do was stop letting him getting into the house when he's drinking and not giving in when he wants money or when he asks to borrow it. I think that's a boundary. Do you think it's a healthy boundary?
Yes, those are great boundaries and good examples of what a boundary is. And I know it is hard to remember this, especially when you see that your brother is struggling. But setting that boundary is not about punishing him or controlling the other person, but it's rather about taking care of yourself and not enabling their behavior.
I see. I know you're right, but it's just so hard to see my brother in so much pain and not being able to fix it. And sometimes I just cry at night.
I want you to know that what you're going through is incredibly difficult, and the way that you're feeling is valid and understandable. I also want you to know that it is okay and important to take care of yourself during this time. Having a professional or a community of people who understand what you're going through is very helpful, because often going through it alone can make you feel like you're the only one going through it. So it's important to get that love and support from people who know what you're going through. Have you ever been a part of a support group for family members of people struggling with alcohol addiction?
No, I haven't, and never heard of any.
Well, it's really helpful to be a part of one. Would you be interested in finding some more information on that? Because you're managing a very complicated situation and you also need to take care of yourself.
I've never thought about it like that. Yeah, it sounds like it's something I could try.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. Just know that you don't need to carry this all alone. What you just heard was a call between a South African Depression and Anxiety Group counselor and a caller who is managing a brother struggling with substance use. I, Palesa, am a lay counselor with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. I help give you hope and link you to the places where you can get the help you need. Substance use disorders are not a sign of weakness or moral failing, but rather a medical condition that requires compassion, empathy, and effective treatment. It's important to recognize that you are not responsible for your family member's substance use disorder. Addiction is a complex issue with multiple factors at play. In the call, we discuss the nature of relapse and how it does not mean someone has failed, but rather it is part of their journey to recovery. We also discussed how to communicate with a loved one who is using substances and how important it is to set boundaries. You will have heard how challenging it is when supporting a loved one who is navigating the challenges of addiction, which is why it is especially important that you are also receiving support. There will be times when you and your loved ones are feeling hopeless. Remember, recovery is possible. The journey isn't always simple or a straight line, but the first step is reaching out for help. And there is help out there. Talk to someone, a healthcare practitioner, talk to a counselor at your clinic, or call a substance use helpline.
This is Casey 107.7.
Yes, that was our mental health input on every Wednesday at around about 1:30. Now, for more information on addiction and mental health and how to find help in your specific area, go to www.masisiwe.org.za or find them on social media. And also contact SADAC, a mental health helpline, on 0800 456 789. Now, this program was supported by the grant of cooperative agreement funded by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The contacts are solely the responsibility of the producers and do not necessarily represent the official views of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention or the Department of Health and Human Science. So stay tuned. Next week, we'll tackle another issue.